Hello, friends. Welcome to Issa's Story Corner. Today we have a magical adventure about origami, the beautiful Japanese art of paper folding. Are you ready to discover a secret paper kingdom? Let's begin. Seven-year-old Kenji sat quietly at his grandmother's low wooden table, watching her gentle fingers fold colourful paper. She was teaching him origami, the ancient art of paper folding. Today they were making a beautiful red phoenix with golden details. Grandmother smiled as she showed Kenji each careful fold. "Patience, little one," she whispered. "Each crease must be perfect. The phoenix is a magical bird that rises from ashes, just like we can always start again when we make mistakes." As dark storm clouds gathered outside, Kenji finally completed his phoenix. Just as he placed it on the windowsill, lightning flashed and thunder roared. Suddenly, his paper phoenix began to glow with a mysterious golden light. The tiny phoenix stretched its paper wings and came to life. It chirped a musical note and flew in circles around Kenji's head. Then it perched on his shoulder and whispered in a voice like rustling leaves, "Follow me to the paper kingdom." The phoenix led Kenji through his grandmother's garden to an ancient cherry blossom tree. Behind the tree, a shimmering doorway made of folded paper appeared. Together, they stepped through into a world where everything was made of beautiful origami. Kenji gasped in wonder at the paper kingdom. Origami mountains rose like folded triangles in the distance. Paper rivers flowed in gentle waves, and origami animals grazed in meadows of folded green grass. Everything was perfectly creased and beautiful. In the center of the kingdom stood a magnificent palace made of golden origami. The paper emperor, wearing a crown of folded silver cranes, looked very worried. "Young master," he called to Kenji, "our kingdom is in terrible danger." The emperor explained that storm clouds above threatened to bring rain that would dissolve their paper world. "Only someone who truly understands origami can solve our three riddles and create the magical creatures we need to protect our kingdom." Kenji remembered his grandmother's words about patience and perfect creases. For the first riddle, he folded a wise paper crane that could fly up and push away the storm clouds. The crane soared into the sky, its wings beating strongly against the wind. For the second riddle, Kenji created a family of paper umbrellas that opened like flowers to shield the kingdom. Each umbrella was perfectly folded with careful attention to every detail, just as Grandmother had taught him. The kingdom began to stay dry. The final riddle was the hardest. Kenji needed to fold a paper dragon that could dance with the thunder and calm the storm. With steady hands and a patient heart, he created the most beautiful origami dragon anyone had ever seen. The paper dragon came alive and danced joyfully in the sky, and the storm clouds drifted away peacefully. The paper emperor thanked Kenji, and the phoenix guided him home to Grandmother. And that's the end of our magical paper adventure. Sweet dreams, little ones, and remember to always fold with patience and love. Good night.